Either you go forward or you die. A Daredevil fic written by Witchery 9 and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. This is what autism looks like to Matt Murdock. This is what autism looks like to Matt Murdock. It looks like quiet hands. It looks like hands on him, whether they know or not, the therapists in third grade, the sisters at the orphanage. It looks like shame in his chest, burning red. It looks like years of unlearning behaviors that he thought were helping, no matter how much they hurt. It looks like relearning that his body is his, and that there is no wrong way to have a body. It looks like stimming with one hand while the other runs over braille text, or stimming while reading braille text, or crying because the braille hurts his fingers because they're too sensitive now, just like everything else. It looks like scratching skin and clothes that burn. It looks like rosary beads that are smooth in his hands, and he worries over them because it's better than the more noticeable stumps. It looks like noises that physically hurt him and wrists that bend and contort instead of flap because quiet hands. It looks like, oh Matthew, and sighs and pats on the head that make him wince. It looks like classrooms where they don't let him use scissors and teachers that insist he uses words. It looks like being ignored unless he's doing something wrong, the insistence that anything he does is despite of who he is, that anything he can't do is because of who he is. It looks like whispers he shouldn't be able to hear about the way he moves his hand or keeps them tucked in close to his body, because no matter what he does with them, it doesn't seem to be the right thing. It looks like whispers he shouldn't be able to hear about the poor retarded blind boy without a father. It looks like whispers and whispers and whispers. It looks like quotes instead of his own words, for days when his words get stuck and he's still told, use your words, and he can't find any that belong to him. It looks like, my thoughts be bloody or nothing worth, and the world is quiet here, and there are only two stories. Either you go forward or you die, and the thing to decide is what kind of monster to be. And why does tragedy exist? Because you are full of rage. And. It looks like assimilation, like forgetting parts of himself in order to be seen and heard. It looks like a Columbia acceptance letter with a signature that he can trace and feel. It looks like Thurgood Marshall quotes that he has learned and remembered and taken to heart. It looks like boxing gloves and a rope that he can trace the letters on. It looks like new beginnings and endings and everything in between. It looks like independence, like moving out of the orphanage and into a dorm and being fiercely independent. It looks like making a friend that he swears he will never tell either choose to, because he knows where that leads, and it's nowhere good. It looks like a hop-skip-jump, with his cane in one hand and the other on Foggy's arm, only comfortable because he's drunk, and Foggy's drunk, and he can't hear any other heartbeats in a one-block radius. It looks like butchered Spanish and shared memories, and the hope that will be... It looks like butchered Spanish and shared memories, and the hope that there will be a future together. It looks like a plastic dinosaur he's been told are ridiculous colors and boxes full of bagels, because they're damn well going to be. It looks like plastic dinosaurs he's been told are ridiculous colors and boxes full of bagels, because they're damn well going to get as many as they can before heading out on their own. It looks like graduation and family that isn't his, but might as well be. It looks like a diploma with his name in typeface and in braille. It looks like a napkin with a sign he can't see, but can feel where the pen pressed into the paper. It looks like a promise of a future together. It looks like broken bones and bruised fists. It looks like justice and penance and cut lips that taste like righteousness. It looks like condemnation and judgment and a deep, dark fear that he is doing the wrong thing. It looks like the lattes and reassurance and a man who can provide both, but Matt still isn't sure if he's being lied to or not. It looks like gripping his cane because he doesn't know what else to do with his hands. It looks like an urge to hit things until the pain is solely physical because he doesn't know how to deal with it otherwise. It looks like burning in more ways than one. It looks like blinding anger and hitting a wall and water in his nose and everywhere, and he can only imagine how the blood is mixing with it. It looks like bone-deep exhaustion and bloodless and barely making it home. It looks like his best friend with nervous, nervous, nervous in his voice while he's confused and sticking to his own couch with blood and a whisper. You know, for months I thought you were autistic. Imagine my surprise when I found out that you liked... You know, for months I thought you were autistic. Imagine my surprise when I found out that you're just a lying asshole. It looks like shock and shame, because he never told Froggy, thought he was passing well enough that Froggy would never know. It looks like certainty that this is the end. This is where Froggy leaves him, because finding out one secret in a night would have been more than enough. But two, surely two, is too many. It looks like an admission, not only to Froggy, but himself too, that maybe he wasn't as good at pretending to be normal as he thought he was. It looks like I am autistic, waiting for the door to slam. It looks like being asked why he didn't tell the truth and pushing down the thought of being told quiet hands, or asked if he was retarded or something, or told he looked too normal to be autistic. It looks like shame and disappointment and self-loathing. It looks like admitting... It looks like admitting, I couldn't bear the idea of losing you, even if it meant lying to you. And I guess I have. It looks like losing the one friend he thought he had, and waiting for him to walk out, and waiting, because he doesn't. Because Froggy says they're still friends, and Matt asks if he's sure. It looks like, of course we are. It looks like hope, and loud hands, and friendship. It looks like acceptance. It looks like survival.